An Advancement of Learning, a D.L. and Pasco novel by Reginald Hill, read by Brian Glover. To have the true testimonies of learning to be better heard, without the interruption of tacit objections, I think good to deliver it from the discredits and disgraces it hath received, all from ignorance, but ignorance severally disguised, appearing sometimes in the zeal and jealousy of divines, sometimes in the severity and arrogance of politiques, and sometimes in the errors and imperfections of learned men themselves. Sir Francis Bacon, The Advancement of Learning. Chapter 1. If a man will begin with certainties, he shall end in doubts. But if he will be content to begin with doubts, he shall end in certainties. Sir Francis Bacon, The Advancement of Learning. There had been a great deal of snow that December, followed by hard frost. A few days before Christmas, a thaw set in. Temperatures rose steeply. The snow became slush. The sun greedily sucked up the moisture till it saturated the air and impinged on all the senses. Fog. You could smell it in the great industrial towns, its edge of carbon and sulphur biting into the windpipe. You could see it clearly wherever you looked, but it was all you could see. You could taste it if you walked out in it without a scarf or kerchief wrapped round your mouth. You could feel it damp and greasy on your skin, almost under your skin. And you could hear it. No sound passed through it that it did not muffle and crush and make its own. It made driving difficult, but not impossible. If you drove with care, if your motivation was strong and impelling, it was possible to...